We continue while learning Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Mincham Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in the Darim Perik Yud Aleph Mishnah Yud Beis, the final Mishnah of Maseches Yud Darim. Barishona, how you omim shalosh nashim yotos v'noldos k'sua. Originally, the Chachamim said there were three women who have to be divorced, but they do get their k'suva, and we'll see that later on something changed. So, who are these three women? Number one, ha'omeres tameani lach, a woman who says, "I am tamei to you." So, let's deal with the first one. This is a woman who claims, "I had relations with another man." She tells her husband this. Now, we're specifically speaking about a case of a wife of a Kohen who says that she was raped. Had she claimed that she was involved in adultery, that it was done willingly, so of course she wouldn't be entitled to the ksuva, the Gemara and ksuvas on Daf Kuf Aleph says. And if she was married to a, let's say, to a czar, to a non-Kohen, to a Yisrael, and she was raped, she was violated, she would be permitted to go back to her husband. So here the Mishnah says she has to be divorced, but yet she gets the ksuva. So what's that about? That has to be a case where she's married to a Kohen, so she can't return to him, but she claimed to have been raped, so therefore she gets the ksuva. Now the Chachamim believe her claim, and therefore she must be divorced, but she does get a ksuva, and we don't deprive her of the ksuva, because we assume that she is telling the truth. It would be embarrassing to admit that she's been raped, and obviously she wouldn't be telling this to us unless she would be telling the truth. That's number one. Tameani Lach is a woman who is divorced, and she gets a ksuva. Number two, a woman who says, Shamayim Beini Leveinach. The heaven is between me and you. So what does that mean? She's claiming, and the Gemara explains it on Daf Tzadi Aleph, and the Bartanura quotes, De'eno Yorek Chetz. What it means is that she's saying her husband is impotent. And because of that, klomar devarim dekame shmaya galya ve'eino yachol levarer. It's not something I can really say publicly, but Hashem knows exactly what's going on here. A woman's not commanded to have children, as a peru revu is only a mitzvah for the man. But nonetheless, she can make the argument that she wants to have children. They take care of her in her old age. Says the bar tanura, de amra ba'ina chutra liyado mar lekvura. I need someone to take care of me. Hold my hand, to be literally like a staff, like a cane for my hand, or a shovel for my burial. Because if it weren't for that, the Elav Hachi says the Bar Tanura, I mean, you know what? You're not commanded on Peruvu. Not, so therefore, she can make such a claim. You're a kechetz, you're not able to have children. And because of that, she wants to be divorced. She gets her ksuva. We assume that this accusation is enough that she's going to be that she gets the ksuva. She's going to be divorced. The chachamim believe her, and why? Because by making this point, we don't expect her to. Obviously, she only discovers this through something that's a little bit embarrassing. To publicize this obviously is not something she would want to do, not for her husband, not for herself, and therefore we believe her. She must be telling the truth. And netula ani mina yehudim. Let's say this is a woman who says, and this is a connection here, where she took a neder that she forbids herself to have relations with any Jew. And a woman who makes such a neder must be doing so. Why? Because it's uncomfortable. It must be that she experiences pain during Tashmish, and therefore that's why she made this neder. And the Chachamim say, well, now she has to be divorced because he can't allow a marriage to go on without Tashmish. But she gets her ksuva because we assume that she's an anusa. It's extenuating circumstances, and that's why she took this neder. Now, neder should be something. Isn't this a beino levino neder? Therefore, the husband should have to revoke this neder. He should have to annul this neder. But the Chachamim say that originally they say, no, the husband can divorce her without annulling this neder. It's not necessary. And Iri explains that although he should be able to annul this neder, but that's only with respect to the part of the neder that applies to him. What does she say? She says, I'm not having relations with any man. So it's very nice for we understand very well that part of this applies to him, but he has no power to annul the neder that's directed to other Jews because relations with other Jews is not inu nefesh, it is not beino levena. So therefore, the Chachamim thought that if he could not annul part of the neder, which related to other people, so he couldn't annul any part of the neder, so even that with respect to him, and therefore left with no choice, she gets divorced, and she is going to receive the ksuva. But Chazul Omar, but after some time, they realized that Chachamim said, you know, we're afraid that a wife may set her eyes upon another man and now ruin her husband. And therefore, we said, oh, you know what? We don't believe her. Later on in time, they started to suspect women who made such claims, and they would do so just in order to free herself, though she could marry someone else, and we don't really believe them. And therefore, what do we do with these claims? Elaho Meris Tameani Lach Tavirai Ladvarea. A woman who wants her ksuva, wants this us to have the husband divorce her and get her ksuva, and she says, Tameani Lach, meaning, what she say, I'm unclean to you. I've had relations where we claim that this is a woman married to a Kohen, and she's saying that I was violated. She has to bring proof that indeed this happened. Without proof, she wouldn't be believed, and the husband would not have to divorce her. We believed in the beginning because we figured she wouldn't be embarrassed to say I was raped. And now we realize maybe she was. She wants to be divorced. So therefore, we really need proof. Shamayim beni levenach, yasu derech bakasha. And the woman who claims heaven is between me and you, which was a woman saying that her husband is impotent and she wants to fulfill pruu revu, she wants to have children, she wants to be divorced, and she wants to get her ksuva. So now we don't believe her. So what do we do? Yasu derech bakasha. So that's a very strange, what does that mean? We shall do in a bakasha, in a request kind of way, in a pleading kind of way. So one explanation, the Baratunri here says, Yivakshu mimena shelo tidaber odbo. We say to her, we say to her that we try to tell her to stop speaking about this. Stop making these accusations against your husband, and that's the end of it. Yushalmi says, no, actually, if a suda was made where the husband tried to appease his wife to so they could sort of get back together and have peace and harmony in the home. And others say that what it means is bakasha means to plead, but it means to plead with Hashem, that she'd have a child from his husband, and therefore her claims would be completely silenced because her husband obviously is not impotent if she's able to have a children. So that's what bakasha means. Yasu der bakasha, the chachamim should daven for that she should have a child. And the last case, the last claim that changed, netula anim and ayuhudim, I am prohibited to have relations with any Jew who's in neder, where we said the husband should not null for a variety of different reasons. Instead, divorce her and she gets their ksuva. Here, yafer chelko. You know what he should do is, he should annul his chelek, the chelek that prohibits her from having relations with him, when they can have tashmit together, that's okay. All other Jews are still forbidden to her. If therefore she's divorced, at some point or widowed, she would be forbidden to marry anybody else. Now, the neder was made while she was married, and therefore she was forbidden to have relations with anyone other than her husband. That's the way this works. So Tosa asks an interesting question. How is it possible, when she took this neder at the beginning, for her to be, for this to take effect on other Jews as well? Meaning, when she took this neder while she was married, so what she's saying, I'm netula min ha-yehudim, I'm usher to all men, not to have relations with all men, and that includes my husband and all other men, and that's it. And then we say the husband now, according to the Chacham, decided the husband should annul the neder with respect to himself, and now they can live together, but she's still usher other men, and now they should be usher even after they get divorced, etc. But hold on one second. When she takes this neder to begin with, when she's married, and says, I am usher to live with any other men, and she took this neder when she was married, what does that mean? She's usher to all other men anyway. Isn't she married? She's usher to have, in any case, even without a neder. So if that's the case, how does the neder ever take effect on other Jews if at that moment there was already an isser that she can't live with other men because by virtue of being married? And there's a principle called ein isser chalal isser. One isser, one prohibition, can't take effect on top of the other. So the neder shouldn't take effect on netulim and ayuhudim. She's usher to live with other men because at that moment she's already usher to live with other men because of her husband. That is Tosos's question. Now, many question that Tosos, that should not be so difficult to understand at all. It's true a second prohibition can't take effect on one that already exists, ein isser chalal isser. But that's true, that all that means is that it's suspended. It doesn't mean it's not affected. It's not effective at all. It can be if there's a point. So let's say the first prohibition is over. The divorced or the husband passes away. The second, which was sort of hanging in thin air this whole time, that can take effect. So here the same thing. It's true when she's married, the isser on other people may have been suspended, but once the marriage ends, so then it takes effect. So this is not upon anus or chalisser. What's Tosfos asking? So some of the farshim explain that it must be that nedarim are treated differently than other isurim. When if a neder can take effect immediately, because it's for whatever reason it can't be reactivated at another point, and that's why. In fact, Tosfos has a good question. So we conclude the Masechta once again. In the case of these three cases, they started out of Tamei Ani Lach, Shamayim Ben Ani Levenach, and the Tulanim and Yehudim. They set up divorce and give her Ksuva. Chazul Amar, they said, no, she has to give an explanation in all of these cases. And in the last case of the Tula Anim and Yehudim, not having relations with any Jews, the husband can annul his Chelek in that, and then can have Tashmish, but she remains usher to live with other Jewish men, even after divorce or after the husband passes away. Slik Maseches Nedarim. We begin Maseches Nazir today, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and we, if you remember from the beginning of Nedarim, we had already said that that all Kinuye Nedarim are Kinedarim, Unaziris Kinaziris, which means that there are these three categories. Just by Nedarim, we have the Ikar HaNeder, which is the primary mention of the Neder, what we're speaking about, what the person's prohibiting. Then we have what we call the Yad HaNeder, like the handle of a kli allows you to hold the whole kli. So sometimes I can say one word or a couple of words, and we understand that that is a reference to the neder, even though you didn't mention this item should be usher to me like a karban, but you just said any nenis lach or something like that. I'm not getting hana from you, and you didn't mention that everything you own should be usher like a karban. That's like a yad haneder, and then we had the kinui haneder where we have these nicknames, so to speak, like konam instead of konach, instead of karban, and other on that list as well. So the Nazirus has the same thing. There's the regular Kabbalah Saniziris, where a person says, Hareni Nazir or Hareni Nazir Lashem. And if you use that language, Hareni Nazir or Hareni Nazir Lashem, all the obligations of Naziris fall upon a person, as we know from Parshas Naso. Anything that's Yotze Min HaGefen, grapes and grape seeds and grape skins and wine and grape juice. Tiglachas HaRosh, you're not allowed to shave, cut the hair. And Tumal HaMesim, you're not allowed to become Tameh in contact with the dead. And that's what we learn, as we said in Parshas Naso. And that one other halacha is that Nazirus, we assume if you take upon yourself to be a Nazir, you don't mention for how long, we assume Stam Nazirus, Shloshim Yom. Pasuk uses the word Yehiyeh. One halacha we learned from Gematria, Yehiyeh, is 30. Stam Nazirus is 30 days if you didn't say what it is. But of course, you can take Nazirus on for as long as you like. So says the Mishnah like this, and it really parallels the Mishnah in Nidarim. Kol kinuye Nazirus k'Nazirus. All kinuye nicknames of Nazirus are like Nazirus. And the Gemara says that's chisru machasra, words that are missing, and we should add in the words v'chol yados Nazirus k'Nazirus. All any yadnas of Nazirus, where you only say partial of the statement, has the status of Nazirus. And the Mishnah therefore begins with examples of yados, not examples of kinuyim. And here we begin. Ha'omer ehei. Number one, person says ehei, which means, hey, yeah, I will be. Let's say, what do you mean I will be? That's a yad. You didn't say anything. No, the answer is we're speaking about a case where a nazir is passing by and you say, I will be. And your kavan obviously was, I want to be a nazir like that person. That's an example of a yad of a naziros that, and it's considered that you've accepted naziros. Hare is a nazir. So again, haomer ehei, when a nazir is walking by, hare is a nazir. Oh, ehei naveh. Person says, I'm going to be Naveh. What's Naveh? Naveh is Naeh. I'm going to be attractive, beautiful. The Gemara says, what does he do? He's holding on to his hair and says, Ehei Naveh. His kavana was, I should be beautiful, attractive with my hair, meaning I'm going to have my hair grow like a Nazir. So Ehei Naveh, by holding on to your hair, Nazir. That's also an example of Nazirus, of Yad Nazirus. What are Kinuye Nazirus that I like Nazirus? Where you have these nicknames, you didn't say nazir, but something that sounds like nazir. The Mishnah goes on. Nazik is an example. Naziach and paziach. Hareze nazir. All of these words, a person says hareni nazik, hareni naziach, hareni paziach, hareze nazir, as if he said hareni nazir. What if he says hareni kazer, meaning there was a nazir coming towards him, and he says, I'm going to be like him. Or hareni misalsel. Hareini mechalkel, hare alai lishalach pera. So what are these expressions? They're all a reference to growing the hair along. Misalsel means that you're making curls in your hair. Mechalkel means you're arranging your hair and pressing it down and brushing it. Lishalach pera means, as the pasuk in Yecheskel perek memdalut uferalo yishalechu, this is where the hair is going to grow. Language of lishalach pera, the hair is going to grow long. If a person held onto his hair and uses the language of Hareini Misalsel or Hareini Mechalkel or Harei Alayla Shalach Pera, Harei Zeh Nazir, because it shows that he wants to accept Nazirus, as if he said Hareini Nazir. What if he says Harei Alay Tziporim, I take upon myself birds? Now, what does that mean? So his Kavanah, what is the two Torim or the two Bnei Yonah, which are the carbon of a Nazir who became Tameh? So let's say a Nazir is walking by you and you say Harei Alay Tziporim. Rabbi Meir Omer Nazir, then he's considered a Nazir. These are these words are also an expression that his kavanah was for Nazirus. Chachamim ain't Nazir. That's not a Kabbalah's Nazirus. Saying I take upon myself Tziporim, especially the fact that this is what a Nazir brings when he becomes Tameh. Not every Nazir becomes Tameh. We'll speak about Karbanos that Nazir brings throughout the Masechta that he brings when he becomes Tameh potentially, and then he knocks out all the days and has to start counting again. And we have the Karbanos that a Nazir brings. Biyom Taharaso, when the Nazirus is over. Different types of Karbanos. So these Tziparim are when it becomes Tameh. That's not an acceptance of Nazirus according to the Chachamim, but it is according to Rabbi Meir. But however, the Chachamim believe, how they held it, if a person says, Arela Harei Alay Tziparim, with a Nazir passing by, is not a Nazir, but he's chayv to bring Tziparim, two Torim, or two Bnei Yonah, like a Karban Olas Nedava.